我们来看 PDF 的第46页，第七个谎言。I'm not worth anything. 我没有价值，我一文不值。More than 42% of the women we surveyed indicated that this is a lie they have believed. 在我们所调查的女性中，有 42% 的人都认为她们曾经相信这个谎言。It is a powerful lie, as you can see from some of their testimonies.这是一个有非常强大力量的谎言，我们可以从下面他们的这些见证中能够听出来。Feeling inferior has been a lifelong struggle. 自卑感是我一生的挣扎。Many times, it has caused me to withdraw from relationships, even though I'm a people person and outgoing. 很多时候呢，自卑感让我从一段关系中抽身出来，虽然呢，我其实是一个喜欢跟人接触的人，而且我是一个外向的人。I feel the need to have constant reassurance from those around me of my value because I feel worthless. 我感觉我需要持续不断地从我身边的人那里得到肯定，因为我一直都觉得自己没有价值。If people knew me, they would agree. 认识我的人的话都会同意这一点。Because of the hurt in my marriage, I felt that I was useless, and that nobody, not even God, could love me. 由于我从婚姻中带来的伤害，我一直都觉得我是一个没有用的人。我觉得没有人，甚至是上帝都不会爱我的。I just didn't measure up, and since I have always felt that I had to be perfect to be loved, then obviously God would not love me either.我觉得我总是达不到别人的要求，因为我一直认为说我必须要做到完美，别人才会爱我，所以很显然上帝也不会爱我的。In many cases, these feelings of worthlessness are the result of believing things we have heard from others, especially in childhood. 在很多情况下，这种对于自己没有价值的感觉，其实都来自于我们所相信的，从别人那里听到的对于我们的评价，尤其是我们小时候听到的。I was told as a child that I was worthless as tits on a bear. 在小的时候呢，我就听到别人说我的价值就像是熊身上的跳蚤一样。I soon believed that I was. I still have trouble with this at times.我当时很快就相信了，我就是那样没有价值。直到今天，这个问题还常常的困扰着我。I believed that I would never be anybody in this world because that is what I heard when I was growing up. 我一直都相信，在这个世界上我成不了什么人物的，因为我从小到大成长过程中，别人都是这么说我的。People saw me as a retarded person who didn't know anything.人们都认为我是一个迟钝的人，我什么都不知道。At that time, I believed it. 当时呢，我就相信这样的谎言。I used to lock myself up and wouldn't want to do anything with anybody. 我曾经把自己关起来，我不想和任何人有任何关系。I have believed all my life that I would never have any good friends or family.And that I would rot away with the suffering and pain that I went through most of my life. 我相信在我的一生中我不会有任何的好朋友，也不会有家庭。我觉得我会在痛苦和煎熬中慢慢的朽坏。我觉得我这辈子就是这样了。The problem is that our view of ourselves and our sense of worth are often determined by the input and opinions of others.问题就在于我们对于自己的看法和我们对于自己的价值感都是取决于别人给我们的评价。Sometimes the input of others is accurate and helpful, but not always. 有些时候别人给我们的一些评价是准确的，而且是对我们有帮助的，但不总是这样。If, for some reason, the person we are listening to is looking through a defective lens,His or her vision will be distorted. 如果由于某种原因，我们所听到的那个人，他是通过一个变形了的镜片来看我们的，那他对我们的评价可能就是变了形的。 那这个比喻呢是来自于我们昨天读的那一段，就是当你透过一个变形了的镜片去看别人的话，你对他的看法也是变形的。Some of us have lived all our lives in an emotional prison because we have accepted what a false broken mirror said to us about ourselves. 我们当中很多人一生都活在一个情感的牢笼中，就是因为我们接受了一个错误的、一个变了形的镜片所对于我们的评价。Even when the input is in and of itself true, the deceiver can use that data to put us in bondage. 即使我们所得到的信息是真的，那魔鬼这个撒谎者依然会用这些信息来将我们置入到牢笼中。For example,A playdate may accurately observe to a six-year-old girl, you are fat. 比如，一个六岁小孩的玩伴可以非常准确地指出说，你太肥了。That little girl will one day find herself in bondage if she growing up drawing false conclusions based on that comment. 那这个听到的小女孩就会发现，在他的成长过程中，他一直都得到了一个错误的结论，这个结论就把他置身于一个牢笼中。他就会认为说 I'm fat, therefore I will always be fat. 我很胖，所以啊，我这辈子都会胖下去的。I'm fat, therefore nobody could ever like me or want me to be her friend. 我很胖，所以啊，没有人愿意做我的朋友，没有人会喜欢我的。I'm fat, therefore I'm worthless. 我很胖，所以啊，我没有价值。I'm fat, therefore I have to be the life of the party in order to be liked or accepted by others. 我很胖，所以啊，我要在派对中活跃气氛，这样的话别人才会喜欢我或者是接受我。Sometimes a single sentence heard as a child can haunt and plague a person for years. That is what happened to Mindy.有些时候呢，小时候所听到的一句简单的话，都有可能一生中都像瘟疫一样追随着这个人。那这个呢，就是发生在 Mindy 身上的故事。I have a memory of being about six and being told I had no right to live and I should have never been born. 我有一个记忆，就是大约在我六岁的时候，有人说我不应该出生，我就不应该活在这个世界上。I don't remember who said it, but I do remember my mother just standing there and not doing anything about it. 我不记得是谁说的这句话，但是我确实准确地记得我的妈妈就站在那里，而且她一句话都没有说。I became very withdrawn, and it was extremely difficult to talk to people. 于是呢，我就开始变得非常封闭，而且我觉得没有办法和任何人说话。By the time I was to start seventh grade, it was decided I belonged in special education. 在我大概要读七年级的时候，就有人决定说我应该去特殊学校。I was accepted into the classes, but there wasn't room, so I went to the normal junior high school. I never believed I belonged there. 我被特殊学校录取了，但是因为那个学校里没有多余的空位了，所以啊，我又被送进了一个普通的高中。但是我心里就觉得我不属于那个普通的高中。Until this weekend, I have believed I was stupid, not normal, and I should be locked away somewhere. 直到这个周末，我都认为我是一个笨的、不正常的，我就应该在某个地方被关起来的这样的一个人。In junior high, I had no friends, and people went out of their way to hurt me. 在高中里啊，我没有任何的朋友，而且当时的人用出格的方式来伤害我。As a result, I withdrew even more, became very depressed, and I wanted to go to sleep and never wake up. 因此呢，我就更加的自闭，我变得非常的抑郁，而且我就希望我可以一觉睡过去，不再醒来。所以啊，大家读完这个故事就可以看到，这个六岁的小女孩简简单单的听了一句话，就是说她不应该活在这个世界上，她不应该被生出来。同时啊，她妈妈又没有做出反驳，小女孩就认为就是这样，她就是把这个谎言做成一个事实去接纳她。而且在她未来的生活中，这样一个本来应该很正常的小女孩，就因为她的自闭 被认为说他应该送去特殊学校。那因为别人的这样的一个行为或者一个判断，他自己又继续相信这个谎言，他自己就认为自己是一个不正常的孩子。从此他的一生，从六岁一直到他高中到他成年，他都认为自己是笨的不正常的孩子。那他的行为也会变得非常的封闭，导致于他被周围的人更多的用这种不公平的方法对待。所以这样一个简单的谎言就毁了这个小孩的一生。This story poignantly illustrates the progression we have seen that leads to bondage. 这个故事呢，非常痛心地描述出来了一个过程，就是我们怎样从谎言被引向到一个束缚的牢笼中。First, as a child, this woman was told a terrible destructive lie. 首先呢，在她还是孩子的时候，这个女生呢，就被人告知了一个非常可怕的、具有毁灭性的谎言。She listened to the lie. 然后她就相信了这个谎言。我们还记得在第一章的时候，我们就讲过，我们很多时候我们相信这个谎言，都是从先听到这个谎言开始的，对吧？ Then,Rather than countering the lie with the truth, she dwelt on the lie until she believed it was actually true. 然后呢，她没有用真理去回应这个谎言，而是去活在了这个谎言里，直到了她最终相信这个谎言，把这个谎言当作成一个事实来相信它。在这里大家注意到，文章中用的这个 truth, 这个真理是大写的 truth, 所以它是圣经中的真理。那如果这个小女孩用圣经中的真理来回应这个谎言的话，她应该用哪一个真理呢？圣经中告诉我们说，我们每一个人，被造的人都是上帝所爱的，每一个人诞生在这个世界上都有上帝美好的旨意，我们每一个人出生都是有意义的，没有哪个人活在这个世界上是不该被生出来的，所以每一个人都是一个宝贵的生命。圣经中说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。Ultimately, she acted on the lie, I withdrew. 最终呢，这个小女孩就对这个谎言产生出了实际的行动，也就是说她变得自闭了。Until she found herself in bondage to the lie. 直到她发现自己已经陷入到这个谎言的牢笼中。I became very depressed and wanted to go to sleep and never wake up. 他说我变得非常的抑郁，我希望一觉睡过去再也不要醒来。所以他已经被这个谎言给捆绑住了。What we believe about ourselves determines how we live. 我们所相信的对于我们自己的看法呢，就决定了我们如何去生活。If we believe and act on lies, we will end up in bondage.As illustrated by these two testimonies. 如果我们相信了谎言，并且对这个谎言产生出了行动，那么我们最终就会进入到一个牢笼中，就像是下面这两个案例中所描述的这样。For the longest time, I thought I was not worth anything. 有很长一段时间我都认为我一点价值都没有。Even after I was saved, I thought I was equal to a pond scum.虽然我的生命已经被拯救了，我依然觉得我就像是池塘里漂浮的这些泡沫一样。This threw me into depression. 那这个事情就让我陷入到抑郁之中。I began to isolate myself, and as a result, was not living the life of joy that God had intended for me. 我就开始将自己封闭隔离出来，然后结果就是我没有活出一个上帝所为我预备的这样的一个喜乐的生命。I'm not worth anything is a lie I believed. 我相信我一点价值都没有。I have always struggled with this lie and with a constant need for the approval of others. 我一直都在这个谎言中挣扎，并且呢，我一直都需要从别人那里得到肯定。It got to the point of being maddening.Trying to please everyone, trying to have the appearance of what I thought I should look like. 最终呢，我就到达了一个疯狂的点，我就想要去取悦所有的人，然后我就想要去改变我的外表，让我变成我应该想要成为的那个样子。These testimonies are not unique. 这样的见证呢，并不是独一无二的。 I find that many women today are desperately seeking affirmation. 我发现我们现今的很多女性呢，都极度的渴望被肯定。They are driven to gain the approval of others. 她们都被驱使着去想要去获取别人的一个赞许。It is as if they are trying to balance the scales of the negative input they have received from others.就好像他们想要一些赞许来去平衡他们从别人那里得到的这些负面的评价一样。But in most cases, no number of positive strokes can outweigh those negative hurtful expressions that have led them to believe they are worthless. 但是呢，大多数情况下，我们得不到足够的赞许来去超过那些被别人给予我们的负面的伤害我们的评价，而这些评价呢，就让我们去相信我们是没有价值的。No amount of affirmation is enough. 多少的赞许其实都不足够。They can get 100 compliments about how they look or what they have done, but let one family member offer a criticism and they are devastated.
也许他们可以得到100对于他们的赞许，来夸奖他们看起来很漂亮啊，或者是他们做得很棒啊，但是只要有一个家庭成员给他们丢过来一个批评，那他们就绝望了。
Why? Because they are letting others determine their worth.
为什么呢？因为他们让别人的评价来决定他们的价值。
There is a wonderful verse in 1 Peter that shows us how Jesus' sense of worth was determined, not by what others thought of him, good or bad, but by the truth as expressed by his heavenly Father.
在彼得前书中有一个非常棒的经文，它让我们看到耶稣的价值是如何被肯定的，并不是基于别人对他的看法，别人认为他好或者是不好，而是基于圣经中所展示出来的真理，也就是天父所说的话，是什么呢？
He was rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him.
圣经说，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。也就是说，全世界的人都弃绝他，但是上帝选择他，看他为宝贵。
Jesus was rejected by men, those he had created for himself, those he loved and for whom he laid down his life.
耶稣被人们所拒绝了，这些人是他所创造出来的，是他所爱的，并且是他把自己的生命放下来给他们的。
But that is not what determined his value.
但是呢，这些人并不能定义他的价值。
He was chosen by God. That is what made him precious.
耶稣是被上帝所拣选的，这让他成为一个宝贵的。
That is what determined his worth.
这才是定义了他的价值。
It is conceivable that someone who did not recognize or appreciate fine art would toss a masterpiece into the trash.
我们可以去想象一下，如果一个人看到了一个美好的艺术品，一幅非常精美的油画，如果呢，他不认识这个油画的价值，而且呢，也不觉得这个油画很珍惜的话，他有可能就把这样一个伟大的作品就扔到一个垃圾箱里去了。
Would that make the painting any less valuable?
那这样的行为会让这幅画的价值有所减损吗？
Not at all, 完全不会。The true worth of the art would be seen when an art collector spotted the painting and said, that is a priceless piece, and I'm willing to pay any amount to acquire it.
这幅油画的真实的价值，一旦它被一个艺术收藏家所看到、所发现的话，那这位收藏家就会说，这是一个无价的作品，我愿意去花高价买它，并且拥有它。
When God sent his only son, Jesus, to this earth
to bear your sin and mine on the cross.
当上帝差派他的独生子耶稣来到这个世界上，去在十字架上担当你和我的罪。
He put a price tag on us.
那个时候呢，他就在我们的身上画了一个价格的标签。
He declared the value of our soul to be greater than the value of the whole world.
这个价格标签就说，我们的生命，我们的灵魂的价值是远超过这个世界上一切东西的价值。
Whose opinion are you going to accept?
那你愿意去接纳谁的观点呢？
Believing a lie will put you in bondage. Believing the truth will set you free.
去相信一个谎言将会将你陷入到一个牢笼之中，但是去相信圣经中的真理将会让你释放，得到自由。